You know, I actually thought we are following this daylight saving. And I was thinking, how Lord is merciful today, we can have 1 hour extra rest. And the Lord must have taken 1 hour rest. But I just heard Akashavani from our Gopandas Prabhu that we are not following that one. So I had to run from home. Okay, so today's verse is actually about Akashavani only. If you see very carefully, it's Akashavani, but it's a transcendental Akashavani. So there is a. So today we are going to discuss about transcendental Akashavani and also material Akashavani and the position of transcendental Akashavani and how it differs from material and how to see that in our life, in our devotional services. And to make life perfect tool. And the chapter of today is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, and the title of chapter is Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. And the verse number is 24. But we are going to discuss today the 24 and also the next verse as well. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So before we read the full verse, so we read word by word and then we read the full verse. Please repeat after me. Tesham avirbhut vani arupa meganishvana. Sanadayanti Kakubaha Sadunam Abhayankari Tesham Avirbhadvani
Tesham
Avirbhudvani Arupa Mega Nihashavana Arupa Mega Nishavana Sanadayanti Kakubaha
Sanadayanti Kakubaha
Sadunam Abhayankari
Sadunam Abhayankari
Tesham Avibahudvani Arupa Mega Nishavana Sanadayanti Kakubaha Sadunam Abhayankari Tesham Avirbhudvani Arupa Mega Nishavana Sanadayanti Kakubaha Sadunam Abhayankari
Tesham
Avirbhudvani
Sadhunam Abhayankari.
Matajis. Okay, so let us read translation of each of these words. Tesham, in front of all of them. Avirbhuhit, appeared. Vani, is voice. Arupa, without a form. Meganishwana, resounding like. The sound of a cloud. Sunadayanti, causing to vibrate. Kakubaha, all directions. Sadunam, of the saintly persons. Abhayankari, drawing away the fearful situation. Translation, translated by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Then there appeared before them a transcendental sound vibration emanating from a personality not visible to material eyes. The voice was as grave as the sound of a cloud, and it was very encouraging, driving away all fear. So we'll also read next verse as well. The voice of the Lord vibrated as follows. O best of learned persons, do not fear. I wish all good fortune to you, become my devotees by hearing and chanting about me and offering me prayers. For these are certainly meant to award benedictions to all living entities. I know all about the activities of Hiranyakashipu and shall surely stop them very soon. Please wait patiently until that time. Purport. Sometimes people are very much eager to see God. In considering the word Mad Darshanam, seeing me, which is mentioned in this verse, one should note that in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Bhaktamam Abhijayanti. In other words, the ability to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to see Him, or to talk with Him, depends on one's advancement in devotional service, which is called Bhakti. In bhakti, so there are 9 different activities. Sravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedam. Because all these activities are absolute, there is no fundamental difference between worshipping the deity in the temple, seeing him, and chanting his glories. Indeed, all of these are ways of seeing Him. For everything done in devotional service is a means of direct contact with the Lord. The vibration of the Lord's voice appeared in the presence of all the devotees. And although the person vibrating the sound was unseen to them, they were meeting or seeing the Lord because they were offering prayers and because the vibration of the Lord was present. Contrary to the laws of material world, there is no difference between seeing the Lord, offering prayers, and hearing the transcendental vibrations. Pure devotees, therefore, are fully satisfied by glorifying the Lord. Such glorification is called Kirtana. Performing Kirtana and hearing the vibration of the sound of Hare Krishna is actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. One must realize this position and then one will be able to understand the absolute nature of the Lord's activities. ओम अज्ञान त्रिविंदस्य ज्ञानांजय सलाकय चक्षुरुन्मितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमो इष्टपदाय कृष्णपदाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्तवंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण थैंक यू ऑल फॉर कमिंग फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास अनलाइक अदर्स ऑल ऑफ यू हैव वेक अप वन आवर अर्ली एंड दस प्रॉब्ली वाई आई ऑल्सो थॉट आई विल गेट वन आवर एक्स्ट्रा बट आई डिडंट गेट वन आवर एक्स्ट्रा बट आई एंड अप गेटिंग वन एक्स्ट्रा गार्लैंड I think Lord has planned. Yesterday after Sayanarati, so after putting D to the rest and went home, I thought Lord also will have one hour extra sleep and I will also have one hour extra sleep. And how kind Lord is. Okay, so this Akashavani and the glorification of Akashavani, what we hear today. So in the context, as you all know, you know, Hiranyakashipu obtained great power through his mystic activities. So that was by the blessing of Lord Brahma. So now with this that power he acquired, what did he do? So he started exercising those power. So you can exercise the power that you obtain in a positive way, negative way. You can give pleasure to others by exercising your power, or you can also terrorize others by exercising your power. In this case, Hiranyakashipu has certainly terrorized. And so he has controlled everyone in 10 different directions. Everyone means both asuras and also suras. Devatas and asuras were in his full control in 10 different directions. What are those 10 different directions? Something like up, east, west, north, south, then up, down, this side, this side, this side, this side, this side. So 10 different directions. Correct? So that means virtually all the living entities were in his control. Not only simple devotees, but also Mahabhagavat like Narada Muni also were offering prayer to him. Except Lord Shiva, Brahma and Lord Vishnu, all others were offering prayer to him and presenting him gift to just pacify him, please him. But however, he was not pleased at all. So he was terrorizing. So all the devatas were having miserable life. Asuras also had miserable life. So what to speak of devatas? So this is when the devatas, Indra, Varuna, Chandra, so all of them, along with other saintly person, so they prayed to Lord Supreme Person of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Where did they pray? When they were praying, they have to pick up a direction because the Hiranyakashipu has, ubiquitous everywhere throughout the universe. So they have to pick up a direction where Lord Vishnu is. Then they prayed to Lord for protection. So usually when you pray to Lord for protection or just pray to Lord, so if you continue to pray for a few months, you might get darshan of Lord directly. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam we see, for example, Dhruva Maharaj. So he prayed continuously with austerity, performing austerity. So he was able to see Lord face to face within 6 months. Others within few weeks. So in this case, the demigods, they were praying to Lord Vishnu for protection. So they also got darshan of Lord very quickly, but in the form of Vani, transcendental Vani. So today's verse talks about this transcendental Vani. Tesham Avirbhut Vani. So this Vani, is the Lord voice. So it appeared before them. Means, suppose if Lord speaks somewhere in Vaikuntha Loka, and we may not have ability or hearing ability to hear what he is speaking. But those with specific hearing ability can hear. So already the voice is going on here. But we are not able to hear. But if you pick up this mobile phone with tuning to the right one, you can hear. Or the radio, you can hear. So that means, our ability to hear is also important. And similarly, ability to see Lord also important. You can see Lord through hearing. So this is what being emphasized in this verse and also next verse. Tesham avirbhutvani arupa. So this Lord's transcendental message, how did it appear? One is Lord has to be there in person. So he speaks and you hear. In this case, arupa. So rupa is Lord form. Arupa, no, not Lord form. So it appeared. So transcendental vibration without visible. So Lord was not visible to any of those who are standing there. So this is definitely a transcendental quality. And person is not visible. So however, those who are devotees can hear. That is what in the next verse we hear very, very clearly. So here, sadhunam abhayankari. The last statement says sadhunam abhayankari. Sadhunam. So that means along with demigods, sadhus also went. Because sadhus were also harassed. Sadhus, like to engage if they were in forest. What do they like to do? So they like to, meditate on Lord. Or they like to glorify Lord. Or they like to chant holy name of Lord. Or they like to perform yajna. So they were always engaged in transcendental activity. So Hiranyakashipu said, no more transcendental activities of Lord Vishnu. Instead, you perform my worship. So in movie we see, often they go and take away murti of Lord Vishnu and there they replace that murti by Hiranyakashipu murti. So this is not pleasing to Lord. Maybe you can threat some people and they might, suddenly replace Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya to Om Namo Bhagavate Hiranyakashipu. Like that they can replace. All the songs will be changed overnight, immediately. So that was happened. So this was not so much pleasing to all the saintly persons. So therefore, they also accompanies. Then abhayankari. Bhayankari means, fearful situation. Bhayanak, bhayankari. But abhayankari. So this was not fearful situation. When they heard this transcendental voice, so this is, able to drive away the fearful situation. So already they were feeling transcendental. So very happy about hearing this, vani. Then the next verse, what did Lord say? So, Lord says the first, don't fear. Oh, learned persons. Obviously, Lord is addressing all of you who are praying to me. You are all, having learned scholars. Sadhus are learned scholars. The devotees are also learned scholars. Not only that, but they are also devoted. So both buddhi and also the devotion, both of them they had. So Lord is saying that, so don't fear. He's assuring them. So furthermore, he says, sarvesham bhadram astuva. So sarvesham. So sarvesham means all kinds of bhadram. That is good fortune. Bhadram. What is the meaning of bhadram? Bhadram. So in Telangana we have a bhadrachalam, simmachalam. Once you hear bhadrachalam, simmachalam, even Simhachalam may be very fearful to demonic persons, but Simhachalam is very auspicious by visiting or hearing its glory. So where Lord Narasimha Dev is. Then Bhadrachalam, the place of all good fortune. That means Lord is there. So Lord Rama is there. So that's why it's called Bhadrachalam. So in this case, Sarvesham Bhadram Astuva. So all good fortune to you. Definitely when you have an audience with Lord, whatever may be your purpose of audience with Lord or visiting Lord temple, everything is all auspicious. Bhadram. So, Sarvesham Bhadram. So, Lord is saying that all auspicious, good fortune to you. So, then he is saying, Maddarsham Hi Bhutanam. So, this all auspiciousness for everyone. Who everyone means? All those who are devoted. So, here, so if you go through more detail, so Lord is saying all auspicious. And now, Sarvesham Bhadram Astuva. So here, only if you read the verse, so we don't see starting with Sri Bhagavana Vacha. Usually in Bhagavad Gita, so when, Arjuna inquires, then the context is switching from Arjuna's inquiry to the Lord's answer. Then we usually see explicitly Bhagavana Vacha. But here in this verse, there is no Bhagavana Vacha. So, of course, in translation, Prabhupada has put, the voice of the Lord vibrated as follows. But we can, so even if you don't hear Bhagavan Vacha, that word, if you read through, you can relate, those who are able to remember some of the verses of Bhagavad Gita, that this is Lord is saying. Say, for example, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 5, verse 29, which is called Peace Formula. So, Prabhupada actually referred to it also in previous verses. So, he says, Bhoktaram ignatapasyam sarvaloka mayaswaram sudram sarvabhutanam. Sudram sarvabhutanam. So, he is the benefactor, well-wishing friend of everyone. So, similar here. Sarvesham bhadram asute. So, sarvesham bhadra. So, here also, Sarva Bhutanam, Sudram. So you can connect, both are almost similar. So there, Bhagavana Vacha, so therefore we can say this Lord is speaking here. So, and so there also Lord is saying that, so those who accept that Bhoktaram Ignatapasyam Sarva Loka Maheswaram, obviously they will achieve Shanti. Shantim Rachiti. So Prabhupada called that as a peace formula. So that means if you hear any voice from Lord, it is simply for our good fortune and also for our peace and happiness. So it depends on who hears also. This Akashavani can be, terrorizing for some. So when, this Kamsa was driving chariot of Vasudeva and sister after the marriage, Devaki. After they moved further away from the kingdom, then Akashavani came. But that action was really terrorizing for Hiranyakashipu. So that means Akashavani depends upon who hears. Also it can be very pleasing or it can be very terrorizing. For devotees in absolute platform, Akashavani, it may be terrorizing for demonic persons, but it is not terrorizing for devotees. Even the seeing the Lord is also not frightening. When Lord Narasimhadeva appeared, such fearful form. So he was seen by Hiranyakashipu and his son. That is, both father and son have seen the Lord. But who was very pleased and who was very fearful? Yeah, one with asuric quality, when he sees a Lord, he becomes very fearful. Just like, if a person is a thief and if he sees a police, that person will become fearful. But on the other hand, if you are a very law-abiding citizen, you will feel very confident. Correct? You are very pleased. So there is no fear at all. In fact, it is auspicious. Any possible fear will be removed. Yeah. So it is very important to make sure that our consciousness is the one that actually determines whether we become fearful of the wise or whether we become accepting that wise. So it's clearly from here we can say this is Lord is saying, because this is Sarva Bhadram, Sarvesham Bhadram. Then moving to the next verse, which is 25 verse, or in the same 25 only, you can see Mad Darshanam. So Mad Darshanam, Prabhupada actually again connected to Lord's statement in chapter 18, 55. So where Lord says, Bhaktya mam abhijayanti. So bhaktya, that is pure desire, is bhakti. So bhaktya mam means my bhakti, abhijayanti, one can know. So one, you know, is able to perform devotional service, so they can know Lord. So who can know the Lord? If Lord is standing here, who can recognize him? Only those who are devoted, whether he appears in the form of Matsya Rupa, or Kurma Rupa, or Vamana Rupa, or even Narasimha Rupa, any of these Rupa, only devotees can recognize. So others, they all look very fearful. Oh, this looks like a strange animal we never saw, or strange person we never saw. So it can be very, very fearful. So in that context, Prabhupada has actually discussing very in detail Mad Darshanam. So he says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijayanti. So what Prabhupada is trying to make, that hearing Lord voice or seeing Lord directly are same. So only this is same in pure devotional platform. Brahma Bhuta platform. So when we say devotional service or devotional activities, bhakti, so here Prabhupada mentioned about Navaveda Bhakti, transcendental activities that devotees can perform. So these are very nicely discussed. And even, as Lord says, that depending upon the person surrender or his pure service, accordingly they understand him. So those who have some theoretical knowledge, they might see Lord as a Brahman, effulgence light. So that is what impersonal Brahman, jnanis see. But on the other hand, so those who are fully devoted in service of Lord, so they are devotees, they are personally connected with Lord. So therefore they see Supreme Bhagwan in Rupa. So whereas yogis who are performing, yogi, and they try to realize God within them, so they are able to see Lord within them as Paramatma. So that means depending upon our understanding and our surrender to the Lord. Actually, jnanis also have surrendered. Otherwise, why would they waste their time in trying to understand Vedas and read so much? So they are all transcendentalists, definitely. But their connection is mostly at the realm of, he is a supreme energy, a supreme light. So not able to recognize there is a person behind that energy. But that takes devotion. Even the jnanis, slowly they also move forward to the next step, that become bhakti. But that takes time. But in their jnana form, it is only impersonal pranam. For devotees, so those who are engaged in devotional services, sravanam, kirtanam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanivadam. So these are called navavida bhakti. Later chapters you will see, Prahlad Maharaj presenting these Navavidya Bhakti's activities to his father. So Sravanam. So Sravanam Kirtanam. So Prabhupada said that, so those who are in pure devotional form, for them Sravanam and Kirtanam are same. In absolute platform they are same. So that means, those who are performing Sravanam, so hearing Lord glories, hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, hearing Lord pastimes, is same as speaking Kirtanam. The whole book is actually Sravanam by who? Yeah, Parikshit Maharaj is hearing. So of course, in the throughout you will see many devotees also hearing. So primarily this was spoken to Parikshit Maharaj by Sukadev Goswami, Kirtanam. So both of them, both one who is hearing and also one who is speaking, when they perform this continuously, both of them are getting purified, and both of them absolute perform, there is no difference between both. That means if you are investing 1 hour time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and let's say I am investing 1 hour to speak about it, so both of us are actually doing the same thing at absolute platform. There is no difference. So we are simply engaged our senses, tongue and the ear. You are engaging in your ear, I am engaging my tongue. But in absolute platform, there is no difference. So materially, maybe it looks like I am speaking. So maybe I become very proud that I am speaking about Srimad Bhagavatam. So in material, that's what we think. When you have a speaker, think himself very great, will become very proud. But whereas in absolute palm, both are same. So we have to see absolute platform. So in pure devotional form, so when the devotee sees, when the Lord sees, so according to Radha Vallabha, we both are performing the same thing. Yeah, so that is very much emphasized. Then Sravanam and Kirtam. So by doing this Sravanam, Parikshit Maharaj became perfect and he became fearless, even though he was cursed to die in 7 days. And as he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, so as time progresses, almost 7th day, he knew that he is going to die, but he was not worried about it. He is not trying to run away and, put his army around, employ his army to scare off or to kill that snake that is going to come. So he became fearless. So therefore, the devotee on this Navavidha Bhakti become fearless. And speaking also, Kirtanam, Sukadeva Goswami is also fearless. Even Prabhupada also very fearless when he was speaking. Sometimes people come and argue with him, sometimes big people also. But he was fearless. So very courageously he was able to speak Lord's teachings. So then virtually people have become almost like, enemies. Even then comes Vishnu Sparanam, the third, process in Navavidha Bhakti. So Vishnu Sparanam, Prahlad Maharaj was always remembering Lord. Even though he was encountering terrorizing situation from his father, but he was always remembering. So tolerating all kinds of situation that he was encountering. So he also didn't make any effort to run away from father. So he was just engaged in smaranam in spite of all kinds of troubles and situations he was put in. Even he was put into fire, so he didn't press 000. Correct? So if there is a fire, so we are recommended to press 000. So fire agency will come and put out the fire. But he didn't do that. He simply remembering Supreme Lord. Maybe that is his 000. Yeah, it is. Correct? So when you see a fire, when you see a dangerous situation, when you not only fire, but also if you smell a dangerous gas, for example, you have to press 000. So they can put off the, drive away the dangerous situation. Whereas here, throw simply by smaranam. Prahlad Maharaj become really fearless. In fact, if he wanted to simply please his father, he can simply lie. Here on the cover we see, on the lap of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj is there. So after he got education from Sananda and the sons of Sukracharya. So he asked, what did you learn? What kind of diplomacy you learned? Did you learn all the instructions so that you can rule over this universe after I leave the body? Of course, he was not planning to leave the body. So that is why he performed so much of tapas to become immortal. But at some day they may hand over. Looks like I had enough of this power and position. Maybe I will hand over this to my son. So is my son prepared to rule this like the way I am ruling? So asking, what did you learn? This one is saying, I have learned about this, Vishnu Bhakti is the highest goal. Ruling this universe is not highest goal. But Vishnu Bhakti is the highest goal. So this has infuriated Hiranyakashipu. So you can see, so Lord, the devotees in absolute platform, they are not fearful of speaking the truth. Just by speaking truth, people can become your enemy. So just like a father can become enemy of a son, simply by speaking truth, then what to speak of others? So Prabhupada often said that when you become a devotee, you will create many enemies. So sometime, if you are too much devoted, your spouse also may become enemy. Correct? So if wife is devoted, husband can also become enemy. Or husband is devoted, wife become enemy. So we hear all those stories also. Or of course, if both are devoted, then no problem. It's full of padram. If only one is devoted, so this is the sure formula for no peace. That is not a non-peace formula. So make sure that. So that is one of the reasons why also when they want to perform marriage, they want to make sure that the mentality of both boy and girl are similar. Correct? If both are atheist, no problem, perfect. Both can go to a pub and drink wine and enjoy. Or both are devoted, no problem. You come to Mangalarati or you come to Darshanarati, then take nectar. Charanamrita. After Gopurandas perform the Saligrams worship and then offer, and that offering comes to us and we can enjoy together. But this may not be joyful for everybody else. Yeah, so even if one is devoted, other not devoted, they may come to a temple. But that is only possible if wife is devoted, husband is not devoted. If wife is devoted, husband will follow her, he will come. But not vice versa. Correct? Wife is devoted, only husband is devoted is a danger. Correct? You may not be able to leave, you will be chained to the, correct? Handcuffed and also leg cuffed. Can't walk. So it's very important that both have a similar mentality. So then they can be happy in a material way, or they can be happy in a spiritual way. The mixture is a problem. So the next is, Prabhupada said about Pada Sevanam. So Pada Sevanam, serving lotus feet of Lord. So, Lakshmi is the epitome of serving lotus feet. So he's always at Lord lotus feet and serving, massaging. So because Lord in his dream or in, he's also inactive. He may be, it seems like he's just taking rest in Yoga Nidra. But he's performing so many activities. He doesn't have to do directly, he can do through his energies. He's performing. So this is where, Lakshmi Devi is perfected by simply performing seva. Even if you see, Kirtanam. Kirtanam, so not only Sukadeva become perfect, other, big hunters like Mrigarari. There was a hunter who was killing animals half life and half death. So when Narada Muni saw this, this frightening situation. So this hunter, Narada Muni said, why don't you chant glory of Lord? So Mrigarari started, saying, sexually some mara, but he became Rama. But just by simply chanting holy name of Lord Rama, so he became a great Vaishnava, Valmiki Muni, composed, Ramayana. So very famous. Valmiki Muni is also famous. He's so famous that these days in India, they're giving a holiday, Valmiki Jayanti. Usually we have got various Jayantis, Krishna Jayanti, Krishnasmi, Rama Jamanavami, Rama's Appearance Day. Like that, Guru Nanak Jayanti, also holiday. Valmiki Jayanti also holiday for some community. Sometimes these are optional holidays. So depending upon your situation of birth, if you are born to parents which are connected to Valmiki, okay, we can have a holiday today. Correct? Officially holiday granted. So Valmiki, so famous, so simply by Kirtanam, so he also became perfect yogi, perfect devotee. After further, then come Archana. So just we do Archana of Lord, worship of Lord. So this Archana, also devotees have perfected their life. Prithu Maharaj was perfect in performing Archana. Then Vandanam, so praying Lord. So Vandanam, praying Lord for bhakti. So when we say Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So what are we doing? We are praying to Lord. We are praying to Lord energy. Oh Lord, some other I now fell into this universe. And then sometime appeared in India. situation is not good. So by studying hard, material education, I come to Australia. No problem. But here also problem. Correct? We thought no problem, but problems are there. So there is no place in this world without problem. Hari Vishya, I went to India, America. So there I had 5 kids. I sent it to a school, famous school in New York. But people are coming with guns. My children are not protected at all here also. So the situation is danger everywhere. Go to any place on this earth, danger only. Or not only earth, other places you go to heavenly planet, some other you become Indra. Your situation is very dangerous. Any time Hiranyakashipu like people will come. They will say, get out. Why are you sitting on this chair? I need to sit down. That's what Hiranyakashipu did. So he pushed all the positions of Indra, positions of Varuna. So all these positions are taken. In fact, what 3 devatas can do, he can simply do all those himself. So he made them jobless, redundancy. Correct? So sometime robots are coming to make us redundant. Correct? People are saying that robots will take away your job. If you are in business of cleaning, your cleaning business will go away. If you are in business of serving plates, food to the devotees, your business, your job also will go away. If you are performing in working in crossways, let's say you are working in crossways and serving plates, so maybe for some more year is okay, job is safe. But when the robots come, robot will serve. Yeah, robots will fill the plate and give it to you. And if you are someone doing pot washing, so your job is also under threat. The robots will come and clean. But anyway, so we are, personalist. We don't like to have a robot serving us. We want a devotee serving us. When devotee is serving us, it is very pleasurable. He serves with love and affection. And he knows your mood. And he also knows how much to feed you, how much not to feed you. Sometimes he knows what is your body condition. He will not give you rasgulla. He will not give you gulab jamun if you are experiencing high sugar. Correct? This personal care is not possible through robot. Therefore, we will still be in job. So don't worry. So if you are serving in, engaged in some services, and if you are deriving great pleasure in pot washing, continue. Yeah, I'm sure our catering manager, Manmohan Prabhu, will not make you redundant. Make sure that you still continue. So, Vandanam, then Dasyam. Dasyam. Dasya. So taking Lord's order, Lord's instruction, following them and executing them. If not Lord, also becoming servant of Prabhupada, becoming servant of your Guru Maharaj, or becoming servant of other devotee. So by being servant also, you achieve success. So here, for example, even Hanuman was the perfect example of Dasya. So he became Dasya of Lord Rama. So with Lord's blessing, he is able to even lift mountain. It is not possible, simply lift mountain that easily. And to be able to fly, so only you don't need an airplane to fly from Rameswaram to Sri Lanka. Whereas Hanuman is able to fly. If you want to go to Vrindavan, you have to break your head so much. How do I go there? Which airline is the best one? Can I ask help of Gaura Travel? Can I help of some other? Correct? So we are doing so much of effort. But with Lord's ability, you may be able to fly. I was thinking, suddenly I received a call from Gopinath Prabhu. He says, yes, Prabhu, come. I said, till 1 hour more. He said, no, we are not following that time. I wish I had ability of Hanuman. Just jump and come here and sit down and... Yeah, so I'm not so much dedicated to Radha Vallabha, that's why I'm not able to. But if I dedicate 100%, I might be able to come. Correct? If Hanuman can have that ability, that siddhi, we can also have the siddhi. But therefore, we have to truly become Dasa, just like Hanuman became to Lord Ramachandra. Then you will be able to come. So if the traffic is there, no problem. You can come, you can fly from the traffic. So then, Sakyam, become friend of Lord. So Arjuna became friend of Lord. So that is why he was able to command Arjuna, please take my chariot there. Can you say, Radha Vallabha, do this, carry me? You can do that if you become a friend of Lord. The Gopas, when you see in pastime of Krishna and Gopas, so the Krishna sometimes carried all the Gopas also. So because they were friends, in friends it is possible. But you can't just command such a supreme person of Godhead. If you are a friend of a prime minister of a country, the prime minister will come and serve you. You will say, you will clean your table, you sit down, and you sit down and serve you. So you have to be a friend. Even Lord Krishna also did. For whom?
Sudama.
Yes, Sudama. Sudama, when he visited palace, Sudama even came with, you know, torn shirt and torn dhoti. Hardly anything is there, very thin. Nobody recognized him. But Lord recognized him. He's a friend. Childhood friend. Correct? Especially childhood. You may be actually a great person. But when your childhood friend comes, you get a childhood memory. So that time you become a servant. You become really a friend serving him. So that's how, you know, Arjuna perfected life, just becoming a friend of a Krishna. Then Atma Nivedan means surrendering everything fully yourself to the Lord. So Bali Mara is the perfect example. So when, you know, Vamandev appeared, so he said, oh, please give me some gift. He says, what gift do you want? Take my, you know, 100 acre of land. He says, no, no, I don't want that much. Just, you know, 3 steps of land. So he covered with 2 steps both, all that he was owning, you know, this Balima's owning. Then he says, where do I put my 3rd step? He says, put on my head. So Vaman was impressed, Vamandev impressed by his, you know, surrender. So his complete surrender. So we have all these 9 steps, but just by following any one of them, we can perfect our life. But do we see difference? You know, on material platform, we might see, oh, this Hanuman position is actually lower compared to others. He is just a dasa, of, you know, servant of Rama. But on the other hand, Arjuna is a friend of Krishna. So materially we might say position of Arjuna is higher compared to Hanuman. But in absolute platform, all are same. So whether it's Sravanam and Kirtanam or Padasyanam. That means if someone is performing during Gaura Arati Archana of Radha Vallabha or Jagannatha Vallabha Subhadramai or Gauranitai, we might see that, oh, their position is very higher, highly respectful, whereas I'm just standing here doing some Kirtan. Or I might be just cleaning the temple or cleaning outside courtyard. So we might see, we might have a different grade actually in materially, but at spiritual level they all are same. Even while doing arati, at in our conscious level we might think, if I am performing arati of Radha Vallabha is more prestigious compared to performing arati of Gauranitai or compared to arati of Jagannatha Subhadramai. Ask all the pujaris. So pujaris, sometimes they may have a tension. Who should be doing Radha Vallabha's, archana? So there will be little tension sometime. So if they were not at fully pure devotional platform, they might see performing arati of Radha Vallabha as higher compared to Gauranitai, compared to Jagannatha Balarama Subhadramaya. So when you become a brahmana, so temple authority may give you opportunity to, but we all want to, oh, I want to perform Radha Vallabha arati only. So this is because that means we have not reached that pure platform. Or the Mataji is performing, or even Prabhuji is also these days doing garland seva. So those who are doing garland for Radharani, sometimes they also become very proud that I am making garland for Radharani, whereas you are making for JBS. Not only JBS, that small, tiny JBS. Jagannath Balabha Subhadramaya. Correct? They call tiny JBS. Chota JBS. Correct? Chota JBS. So look down. The Mataji who is doing Chota JBS garland will be looked down. But on the other hand, those who are performing for Radha Vallabha looked up. Yeah. So this is that. So, you know, this is this today's Prabhupada's purport is very important for us to understand and see ourselves. Or even if you are cleaning. So in temple, we have got various types of cleaners. So, you know, those who are cleaning the Garbhaguri and some cleaning. So this area, summer cleaning outside, summer cleaning toilet, summer cleaning in kitchen. Somehow at our level of understanding, you know, some, if it is not pure, perfect, then we think, you know, performing gundicha, that is cleaning the garbhagudi, is more prestigious compared to cleaning this temple area. Or this is a bit more prestigious compared to cleaning courtyard. So we think like that, isn't it? We may, according to respect, when you have some people coming, so people may not respect you so much if you are cleaning all those dustbins compared to cleaning, you know, but absolute perfect, Lord will not see differences. So if you are a cleaner in the temple, or a cleaner outside court, or a cleaner of the pot, cleaner of a toilet, excellent, absolute transcendent platform, Brahma Bhuta's platform, they are same. There is no difference. Yeah, only in our, only on lower level, so it looks like that. So that is, you know, kirtana or washing or garland, you can see. So therefore, we need to respect the devotees, doesn't matter what service are doing. So we have to lift our consciousness up and up to pure extent where we can see all of them equally. Even the kirtan also, those who are doing kirtan. So we have various slots, Mangalarti kirtan, we have Darshanarti kirtan, then Rajbhogarti kirtan, then 4:30 Arti kirtan, then Gaurarti kirtan, then we have got Sainarti kirtan. Usually, you know, so those who are not yet reached fully the pure platform, the middle platform, they want to do Gaurarti, preferably Saturday and Sunday. Why? Because there are many devotees are there. So you can see, we can do kirtan, everybody is repeating after me, I hold the temple, I feel very satisfied. But on the other hand, you come and do kirtan at 4:15, hardly anybody is there, except sometime only Lordship is there, and you and Prabhupada, correct? So may not feel that enthused to do kirtan. So this is because of our conscious level not reached that absolute level. So we can see. And also if you are doing, you know, even the kirtan, you see kirtan roster, people will be competing for the right slot. Yeah, sometimes we think we should only put the best singers. Actually, we should put the devotee who is fully, maybe one who is always doing pot washing, should we put this lot of the main one. So because he's washing all the time, in the process he's also cleaned his heart also. As he's washing, the Lord is also cheto darpana marjana. So he's also cleaning the heart. So becoming so pure. So hearing from pure is very important. Prabhupada always emphasized, if you want to hear a kirtan, hear from a devotee. And he gives analogy. You want to drink milk. If the milk is touched by a snake, you know, snake tongue goes and touches it and you drink, what happens? It becomes poison. On the other hand, the milk touched by a devotee then gives you, that become Mahaprasada. Correct? You actually progress. So Prabhupada emphasized, you know, a need for hearing kirtana from devotees. So they may not be a great singer like Lata Mangeshkar, but they are very pure. So you don't. So we have to always pay attention to speaking from Anuradha Podwal, correct? Anuradha Podwal, yeah, she is also famous. She was a famous singer. I don't know whether she still exists or not. But anyway, so it is very important that so we hear, you know, whether kirtana or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class is very important. So very important. Sometime I also heard that, everybody wants to know the roster. So then they will decide whether to attend Srimad Bhagavatam class or not. Yeah, they will come, open the door and see through that small hole, check who is the speaker. The speaker is Jagannath Ram, just come in, sit down. So he will give a humorous talk and give you, you know, tell you some Bollywood examples also to entertain. But if another devotee comes, he is only giving you some Srimad Bhagavatam devoted, some devotee like Bhakta Kumbhar who is unknown, maybe not interesting. So we all have that kind of discrimination on who is the speaker. But on the absolute platform, doesn't matter who is speaking, they are same. So, you know, this Prabhupada, that's why he emphasized that any of these non-devotional service, Navavidha Bhakti, any of those, actually they are same. So this Vani, transcendental Vani that we see here today, this verse, this Vani, whether Lord has appeared and speaking or just Vani, Sravanam or Rupa, Rupa or Arupa, doesn't matter. So they are same at absolute platform. So therefore, Prabhupada is actually concluding, saying that, you know, one must realize this position. Then one will be able to understand the absolute nature of living, Lord activities. So, Lord activities are many. They are same. They are one and same. And we are able to realize that only when we come to that platform, that is Brahma Buddha platform. That's very, very important. So then, about Sravanam, hearing. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Adi Leela, you know, in Adi Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Charitra, you know, Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, Anta Leela. Like, we have so many books over there. Correct? In Adi Leela, it's more about Lord pastime during his boyhood and youthhood. Correct? So, in his platform, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exhibited many ecstatic leelas. But there, during one of the leela, he has explained the glory of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting. So people thought, what are these fools simply chanting Hare Krishna, don't know anything, not performing any ritual? That's how people are thinking at that time also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he glorified this, the glory of holy name, by explaining more in depth. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know, we say glorify holy name, how important it is in Kali Yuga. So, you know, based on Brahma Naradiya Purana. So he says, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained this in depth. Why is it so? That there is no other way other than Hare Krishna, chanting holy name of Lord. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra, for example. Why is it? So because he says, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Vatara. So he started, you know, giving detailed explanation of why in Kali Yuga it is important to chant in Kali Yuga. Even in Sukadeva Goswami also says, Kali Yuga is ocean of fault. See, so many fault. Ocean means unlimited fault. But eko mahaguna. But there is one good quality in Kali Yuga, that simply by chanting holy name, you can achieve what one achieved by performing, you know, performing tapas, you know, in Kali Yuga. Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, Hiranyakashipu performed tapas for 1,000 years. He achieved so much of siddhi to be able to even control demigods. Correct? So our other devotees have achieved siddhi by performing yajna, by performing temple worship, so by performing meditation. So Kali Yuga was a meditation. The meditation for 1,000 years is same as meditating 10 minutes actually chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Vatara. In Kali Yuga, Lord has appeared in His holy name. So if you are able to remember, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or hear Hare Krishna Mahamantra, or see the deity directly with your eyes, all three are actually same, interchangeable. So at gross material level, we can see differences, but at the absolute level, they are same. So this is something to, you know, remember, very, very, very important. So Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Vatara. So in the age of Kali, holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna. So Sri Krishna is incarnated. He has not come directly. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has come. But after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure, so we need Lord. So he says, here is your Lord. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Lord. So if you, when you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, So Lord is there on your tongue. So he is dancing, you pay attention. That's why they say, please do attentive chanting. If you are speaking something, then person comes, but you are not paying attention, the person will get bored. Correct? Or it seems like disrespectful. So if you are chanting, if you are speaking to somebody, but you are watching, you are seeing that side and speaking to that person. Correct? So that person may not feel enthusiastic, or they may feel that, you know, he is disrespecting me. So therefore it's attentive. If you are speaking to somebody, you see that person and speak. So here also, similarly, if you are chanting holy name, so Krishna says, oh, somebody is ordering me, let me go. He comes and dancing on your tongue. And if you are not listening to it, if you are thinking about something else, that means, you know, Krishna is ignored. Supreme Lord is ignored. So it is important that we make sure that we understand Kale Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Vatara. Krishna has come in the form of holy name, and when we chant, we also need to hear and also pay attention. Initially, it is very difficult actually. So if you are doing some activities, so we are engrossed so much. Let's say we are doing browsing internet or watching some YouTube movie. So we only watch that so much attentive, but we don't see what is happening. Sometimes people, you know, take laptop and put it on their lap and doing browsing, whatever. They are so much engrossed. Sometimes the laptop catch fire and burned their organs. You search on internet. So some people have burned their thighs, burned their genitals, all sorts of things have happened. But they are so much engrossed. But when it comes to chanting, we can't focus. At that time, and mind will take everywhere. No problem in the beginning, that's all right. Correct? So holy name is powerful, it will do the work. Just like if you take a poison, whether you know it or not, it will work. Similarly, if you take a medicine, whether you know it or not, its glory, it will work. You don't need to be perfect, correct? If you are taking certain medicine. So everyone who has taken this vaccine of coronavirus, correct? We do not know what is the content of that vaccine. It may be just simply salt water from... free salt water, put it into one cover and seal it, and made by some so-and-so company, Reddy Labs. Correct? Reddy? Reddy Labs or some other labs made it. But still, we have faith, so much of faith. Whereas here also, holy name. So, Dr. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can have billions of doctorates. So he is saying, Kali Yuga Nama Rupa Krishna Vatara. So Krishna has come. So whenever Krishna comes to, why does he come? He wants to establish, Yuga Dharma. Or he wants to, Paritranaya Sadhana Vinasya Duskurthana. So when you are chanting, means you have an inclination to become a sadhu. So therefore he wants to deliver you. Deliver you from Melbourne to Vaikuntha Loka. But on the pathway, if you are attached to your Arista Vargas, Kama, Krodha, Loba, Moha, Madha, Vacharya, on top of it, false ego. As long as the false ego is there, we are not able to penetrate this universal layer. We can't go out. So only when you leave this false ego, only your soul can go, not your intelligence, not your false ego. So all our goals of the chanting Hare Krishna Mantra is simply to eradicate our false ego, simply to eradicate all this Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Vacharya, Arista Vargas. So these Arista Vargas are actually like Hiranyakashipu's representative. And where are they? They are in our mind. They are not even paying rent. Correct? They are staying freely in our mind. And even if you are in, doing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so they are there in your mind. And they take over, your thoughts and your action and so on. It's very, very important. So here Lord also says, do not fear. And he also says, I know activities of this Hiranyakashipu. Jnanatam eta duratmam daita prasadaya. He says, I do know about Hiranyakashipu already, don't worry. Just be patient, I will take care of that matter. So practically Hiranyakashipu is dead. So he says, so the Lord is saying, so here, how does Lord knows that Hiranyakashipu's activity? He is in Vaikuntha, Whereas Hiranyakashipu is doing all this kind of terrorizing in this universe. How does he know? Correct? So he doesn't have to come here, but he has energies. You know, three Vishnus representing Supreme Lord. Shirodaksha Vishnu. So he there in everybody's heart. So therefore he knows. He knows our desires. You don't have to explicitly say, that Radha Vallabha, give me this. So your desires are there. If you are just engaged in service, if it is you are good, he will give it to you. Otherwise, he will not give it to you. Yeah. So that is something important. So as Paramatma, he is there in every living entity. He is in every atom. He is there in this mic also. Because of that, this is able to transmit the sound and amplify. If it is a dead matter, can it amplify? Can I take and say, Hare Krishna, very lovely, can it broadcast? No. Yeah. But, of course, so this combination of material item put together in the right way, so they can amplify. But that energy to each of those, we call an item, an atom. Atom has electron, proton, neutron, all those. Correct? So that energy level, energy is actually coming from Lord, from as Paramatma. So he is so kind. He makes sure that in every living entity he accompanies as a friend. So therefore, so that is how actually Lord knows. So you may think, oh, Lord doesn't know. He knows everything. Whatever good we do, whatever bad we do. So everything. He knows our desires also. And we need to certainly purify the desires simply by, chanting holy name. So simply hearing his transcendental vani and repeating his transcendental name. Nama Rupa Guna Leela. Whether you chant holy name or whether you see the Lord Rupa or whether you hear his glorious activities, Nama Rupa Guna, his qualities, how compassionate is Bhakta Vatsala. So Lord is Bhakta Vatsala. Simply by hearing some of the examples of how he was Bhakta Vatsala, we become advanced. Even Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, we hear mention of various warriors' name. They may be not devotees. But why should we hear? Because all those warriors who are present, Karna and various other devotees, other non-devotees were there. Why do we hear? Because they were actually in the context of Lord. If you hear activities of Kamsa or activities of Hiranyakashipu in the context of Lord drama, you are actually making advancement. So if you are in a drama and playing a role of Hiranyakashipu, even that fellow is also advancing actually. Not that only who is acting like Narasimhadev is advancing, but even the one who is acting a role of Hiranyakashipu is also advancing because it is in connection with Supreme Lord Leela. So it's important that we understand even those also. So the desires, Hiranyakashipu like desires to control others, to be greatest sense gratifier, kama, to be a greatest person who can exhibit krodha. He used to be very angry, krodha, very greedy. He wanted to control the whole universe. He says, when he prayed to Brahmadev, he said, please make me the sole controller of this universe. No power sharing. In Hare Krishna movement, we have got power sharing arrangement, GBC, governing body council, multiple persons together, they share ability to formulate some rules and regulations and share some power. But whereas Hiranyakashipu says, I am the supreme controller, I want to be supreme controller. So no sharing with anybody else. That is why even the asuras were also in his control. Otherwise, keeping asuras in control is not easy. Correct? Very difficult to keep them controlled. So Hiranyakashipu achieved those success, that kind of power, but unfortunately, so that becomes source of problem. So similarly, we also have so many things, Iradasyavragas, so we can eradicate them simply by chanting. Actually, Prabhupada says, if you can eradicate this false ego, or this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mascara, how can we eradicate? Simply by chanting 16 round every day, Then following four repetitive principle, not only eradicate all those Hiranyakashipu-like desires, Hiranyakashipu-like mentality, but we also become pure and we become eligible to go to Vaikuntha Loka. He says, even in this life itself, we can go back to Vaikuntha Loka, as long as you follow these four repetitive principles and chant holy name. So that is assurance given by Acharyas. And Prabhupada also says that, somehow or other you manage to come to the door of Vaikuntha Loka. But there, Jaya Vijaya, Vijaya are there. They will not let you in. Don't worry, I will open the back door. Just go around, I will open you, come in. Yeah, so that is a personal guarantee, like money back guarantee. Correct? Sometimes you buy a book, looks like you are not satisfied as per the specification, you go and return back and get the money. Money back guarantee. That's what Prabhupada is also giving. Money back guarantee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, just chant holy name, same as Lord Krishna. Not sure whether about guarantee, but it is Prabhupada says, guarantee. So you do this regularity principles and chant holy name, no problem. When you come there, we will take it. And if you reach that kind of level of Brahma Bhuta platform, that platform, you will not only be, you know, happy there, but you'll also be happy here. That's why he says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanamatma Na Sochati Na Kingsati. Lord says in Lord chapter, one who has achieved this Brahma Bhuta stage, absolute stage. So this person right here in Melbourne, Na Sochati Na Kingsati. The people who have invested in property, like buying multiple investment property in houses or in share market, different places they invested. Sometime the value goes up, sometimes goes down. But one who is absolute platform, Brahma Bhuta platform, that fellow will not be in anxiety. Correct? Very important. So this Prahlad Maharaj is not in anxiety because he didn't value this material world. So he didn't much value it. So that is why he is not worried about it. So he is unanxiety. But those who are valuing is very dangerous. So this is very well. Na Sochati, Na Kingsati. Sochati means lamenting. Kingsati means desires. Neither he desires nor he laments. So if something not happening as per our expectation, he is not lamenting. So for that purpose, we have to get to that pure one. So when you get, then that means you will be happy right here in Melbourne. You will also be happy, of course, when you go to Vaikuntha Loka. That is happiness only. Right? So there is a place of no anxiety, but whereas this Kunta, this is where this material world is place of anxiety only. Dukkhalayam asaswatam. The manufacturer says Dukkhalayam asaswatam. Yeah, so if laptop says, that's why they also tell you, please make sure that you don't put this laptop on your lap for too long and be observant, and we are not responsible if it catches a fire and burns your leg or thigh or so on. Yeah. So sometimes people put it on a bed and then working, then it catches a fire, whole bed is on fire. Yeah, the manufacturer is saying that. But we have trust on that. But whereas Lord says, we don't have that much of trust. But we can come to that level only when our consciousness comes to, Brahma Bhuta stage. And if you are able to come to that level, then you can understand Lord. That's what Prabhupada is concluding. Okay, so even, of course, other devotees also have said the same thing. So we hear famous song of Adi Shankara. He says, bhaja govindam mudamate. Sometimes you might put so much effort to becoming a best scholar on earth. Through the scholar, maybe, I might be able to go Vaikuntha Loka. That's what we are thinking. But Adi Shankara is saying that, no. Nahi samprapte saniti kale, nahi nahi rakshati dukran karane. Dukran karane. Becoming a perfect in grammar, that will not save you. Simply Bhaja Govinda will save you. So this everyone is saying, whether you ask Adi Shankaracharya, whether you ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether you hear from other acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Swami, various acharyas are saying same thing, Lord is saying same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying same thing, Prabhupada is saying same thing, and our Guru Maharaj are same thing. Yesterday we had celebration of appearance day of Jayapatak Maharaj. He is also saying the same thing. So So very important. And those who are leaving the body, they also say the same thing. The last message of Kadambakanda Maharaj. He says, in Kali Yuga, simply chant holy name. So Prabhupada has given guarantee that we can go back to Vaikuntha Loka. And so that is why they are not fearful. So you know, Kadambakanda Maharaj is not fearful. Those of you who visited Vrindavan during November, September, January, February, you know, he was still giving Srimad Bhagavatam class with same vitality. Like when he used to visit here and sit down and do kirtan and class in humorous way, he is still speaking humorous. He is not crying though in 3-4 months, I am going to die. He is not crying about it. He is not crying that none of my disciples are taking me to Delhi for purifying or removing my cancer. He is not crying about that. He decided that I am going to do Lavadi. Let us better live about in Vrindavan or in full consciousness of Lord. Yeah. So that means devotees become fearless. Whether it is a fire or a cancer or a Scud missile or a intercontinental missile or blasting missile, whatever it is. So they are not fearful. So if it comes to the service of Lord, they will take any risk to serve. You know, you hear from devotees like other disciples of Prabhupada, Devamrita Swami Maharaj. He was saying also how they were courageous, how they were able to even transport Bhagavad Gita into Russia. Correct? If they catch you, they will put you into a jail. Nobody knows where you are. Correct? That's what happened there. The jail, nobody knows, so you can't take them out, release that easily. So they took risk. So it is risky. But for the Lord pleasure. Ultimately, those who are devoted, they think, preaching Lord messages to everyone so that they can come out of this their miserable condition and be prepared to go back to Vaikuntha Loka. So take everyone to Vaikuntha Loka. Not only go themselves, but also take everybody else with them. So for that, they are taking so much of risk. Personal risk. So this is, and of course, at the level, absolute level, it is not a risk for them. Somebody welcoming you, or somebody, troubling you, creating a dangerous situation. It may seem like a dangerous situation, but at the level absolute, they are same. So that is one of the reasons why they are able to take the risk. So as long as we are not pure, we distinguish, but once we become pure, so we will not be able to distinguish, we see everything equal. So then when you come to temple, whether you are leading a kirtan or standing somewhere in the corner, you are jubilant. If you are not jubilant, if you are in Karnakama, that means we still have work to do. Yeah. So that is the way to understand how well we progress. Sometimes you want to know, are we progressing in Krishna consciousness? So you can apply this, so are we able to distinguish between different services? If yes, then we have work to do, we have to progress. But with time, I think we realize slowly. Yeah. So, as time progresses, we realize that any of these services, whatever may be services, are equal in the eye of Lord and in their eye also. Those who are fully purified, they see equal vision. You know, Lord says in Bhagavad Gita also, whether it is a dog or a dog eater or an elephant or whatever it is, they see equally same. One who is reach that pure state. Yeah, even the devotees also see same way. Whether you are giving a class, whether you are doing a puja, whether you are doing a pot, he will treat you, respect you equally. Others may not be, but the Mahabhagas will treat you equally. And they see that both are equal. In fact, maybe you are taking, compared to others, you are ready to do those services. In fact, he might appreciate even better. Yeah. Okay, with that, let me stop here. So thank you, Hare Krishna. It seems now time is 8 o'clock. If you go to the door of Lord Entry, you read there. 9 o'clock become 8 o'clock according to Hare Krishna. Yeah. But of course our mobile and other things, they change the different time. Alright, so anybody have any question, comment or ready for Prasada? Prasada is 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock? Yeah, now it become 8 o'clock. Yes. All right, so Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Shri Guru